Hey everybody, today I watched Ridiculous 6 Part 14, minute 79 through 84, which begins with the line, "If you would just shut up," and ends with, "There's a lady living there," Stockburn, whatever, the rest of that line. Okay, so the Ridiculous 6 have come to this high-stakes poker game. And we meet David Spade as General Custer, Vanilla Ice as Mark Twain, and Blake Shelton as Wyatt Earp, who are three of the seats at the table for this high-stakes poker game. And we have Ramon posing as Don Diego, along with Herm and what's his name? Accompanying him. His disguise, Ramon's disguise, involves a lisp for some reason. And, Suzanne, is played by Whitney Cummings, which I couldn't tell the first time I was watching because she was just on screen for a second, and I was watching on my phone, so it wasn't very high resolution. I didn't realize that until this segment, with seeing her for a few more seconds. Mark Twain, played by Vanilla Ice, is pretty funny. I thought that was a pretty silly idea to have him play. I mean, he's basically just playing a rapper. But he's Mark Twain. That's great. And then Blake Shelton tells him how he didn't get Prince and the Pauper. And then the best running joke of the show, of the movie so far, is this satire, boom, I gotcha. I hope they keep that going for more than just this segment. I feel like that I've heard that somewhere before too. Satire, boom. So outside of the compound, we have White Knife and the other two, which would be Luke Wilson and someone else. Can't remember who the sixth Taylor Lautner. He says, "We don't need to hide if we're friends with the wind." And he does his mumbling and turns into a thing of tumbleweed and just tumbles right inside. Really weird, but whatever keeps the story going, I guess. So we're about to launch into another story about their dad, and I think specifically Herm's mother, and we'll see how that turns out in part 15 of this review. Getting close. It's getting harder and harder to muster up the courage to continue watching, but I'll get there eventually. What did you think of this segment of the film, or the film in general up to this point? It's getting to the point where I'm forgetting a lot of the stuff that happens earlier since I watched it so long ago. But we'll see if I can do a wrap up by the end here that covers everything. Maybe I don't know, or maybe I'll rewatch it 3 minutes at a time. Oh boy. Actually, you know what? I might do that. For the second watch. And then the third time watch, I'll do it 1 minute at a time. And that will be... We'll see how that goes. Okay. I'll just keep rewatching this movie in smaller and smaller increments until the next Adam Sandler Netflix film comes out, which I think is probably... I'm guessing it'll come out in like April. That probably sounds about right. Because I don't think it's like a period piece like this one is.
It is, I think it's a contemporary story. Something about two guys who are trying to pose as something. I read about it, like, 2 weeks ago. I can't remember exactly what it was. Anyway, okay, so let me know what you thought by tweeting me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you later.